I want to say a little bit more about the advocacy piece before Bobby Kay comes. This is a crazy time in Washington, D.C. Amen. When is it not? It was crazy leading up to the election, but everything was focused on the election. But there was also talk even then about this fiscal cliff challenge that's coming up. And that's really part of the reason we wanted to have this event at this particular time, because Congress is looking at serious budget cuts, across-the-board budget cuts. And we want to make the case that the global health funds, the foreign aid funds, the malaria funding is such a tiny piece of the budget, but it does so much good. It's saving lives every day, and we want to preserve that funding. That's the message we're going to take to Capitol Hill. I'm anticipating with this many people, we can make 100 visits. I think I told you that already. I'm going to tell you again. We want to make 100 contacts. I know all of you have your visits lined up, and that's all right. You can still go by your congressional person's office, your senator's office. You can speak to the staff. You can leave behind. You may even, they might do an impromptu visit. That's a contact. I really see what we're doing here is a form of witness for Christ. Mm-hmm. And we're an unusual lobby group in the way we do that. But because of our convictions, because of the way Christ has worked in our lives, because of the good news gospel message, we have good news to share too. And part of that is that God calls us to do good in the world. And part of the good is this Imagine No Malaria campaign. It's saving lives every day. A lot of people don't realize how much our government is doing. And so part of the message we're going to take to the Hill is that we appreciate that our country is leading the world in the fight against malaria. We give more money in this fight than any other agency in the whole world, any agency, any board, anybody else. We give $650 million to a thing called the President's Malaria Initiative. It was started by the George Bush administration. It was continued on by the Obama administration. We've been giving money to global health long before George Bush was there. So we have a history of doing this, wanting to show compassionate concern for the world in tangible ways. Another funding source is the Global Fund. So the United States gives $1 out of every $3 that goes through the Global Fund. The Global Fund is focused on fighting malaria, HIV/AIDS, and tuberculosis. We also have funds for particular other illnesses. So our country is a giving country, not only in the individual way, not only through our churches, not only through our charities, but also through our government. And so part of what I would encourage you to do when you go to the Hill is take a positive message with you, saying thank you. We're proud of our country that we're doing this. Another piece, though, is that we're responsible to do this. This is part of the idea that to whom much is given, much is expected, right? We are the wealthiest country in the world. We have a $16 trillion economy. Jim mentioned this negative note that we had gotten from one person who chose not to attend this event and some of their concerns, which I have to give him credit. It was very well written out. But one of the concerns that I raised back to him was to say that he was very concerned about the debt. And I said, I hear you, and we have a huge debt. But if you have church members who also have debts, and you wouldn't tell one church member, well, stop giving to the church. You can't afford it. You need to pay off your credit cards and your house, right? So we are in debt. But it's a manageable debt, and we're managing it. This is an extremely small piece of the budget, and it's an important piece. It's important for another reason, because we have made great gains in the fight against malaria. We used to say, even when I started 2 years ago, I was still hearing the figure, a child dies of malaria every 30 seconds. Even right then, they were beginning to shift to say, a child dies of malaria every 45 seconds. And just this past summer, we began to say a child dies of malaria every 60 seconds. You see how we're making progress? The measures, the interventions are working. And more and more countries are moving toward the day where malaria will be a thing of the past. Children will no longer be dying of this illness. People will no longer be dying of this illness. But the gains we've made, there's always a danger it'll be rolled back. We've seen this story before. Greece was able to eliminate malaria, no deaths from malaria. And then they went through an economic crisis and a war with Turkey. And suddenly all this, the gains they had made, malaria came back. So the gains that we make are not guaranteed. We have to continue the fight. And if we begin to withdraw money, we're not going to have money to move forward with the fight. We'll be always on the defensive. So this is some of why it is so critical now. It's critical now that you're here and that our voices will be heard. Another thing I want to tell you about advocacy from a church perspective. So many people, the halls of power are filled with hired lobbyists representing all sorts of everything in the world you can imagine has a lobby agent, lobby office, a lobbyist on Capitol Hill. Many of them very high paid. And this is corporations need to do this to get their message out, to try to influence legislation. It's exciting to me that we have this building on Capitol Hill given to us. The women raised most of the money. Their huge concern in the early 1900s was temperance, trying to preserve and fight the abuses and the pains caused by alcohol abuse. So their hearts were in the right place, and they wanted to have a building on Capitol Hill to bear witness to this. We have that building now, so we have a long heritage of people standing up saying, this is who we need to be, where we need to be. So you're part of that witness in being here, and you're not speaking for your own interest. You're not trying to get a tax break for your church. You're not trying to get a tax break for your own pocket or your own business. You're speaking for the concerns of those who can't afford a lobbyist in Capitol Hill. I'm proud of our church, that our church wants to have that voice on Capitol Hill and speak up for those who don't have a voice.